Read the questions.
Example.
It's a gift idea for all your friends and loved ones who want, let's say, a cumbersome, frustrating, time-consuming present this holiday season, one that can take up an entire room.
Yeah, it's massive.
We're talking about a puzzle, a 33,600-piece jigsaw puzzle. The image on it is a fantasy forest with every imaginable animal. It's called Wilderness.
Wilderness is the creation of Adrian Chesterton. He's an artist living in Spain. He says he's done lots of other puzzles.
But I've never done one this big. They're usually about 1,000 piece, 1,500 pieces. But obviously, 33,600 is kind of an exception.
Extract number one.
Ken Regan, he's a computer scientist and an international chess master who played with the likes of Bobby Fischer as a kid, which gives him particular skills to help recognize cheating in chess, which he says is becoming more common. Ken Regan has created a new algorithm to help detect chess cheating.
The most common way is having the game on your smartphone or handheld device and going into the bathroom surreptitiously to check it. Hmm. People have had behavior that's suspected and they've been followed and caught. Mm-hmm. But in the case in Dortmund, Germany last August, it was very subtle. You had to notice that the person had his left hand in his pocket and was doing a little fingering with the fingers. If you're not watching closely, you might not see this.
Hmm.
Extract number two.
The poorest school in Flagstaff, Arizona, has become a big winner in chess. 46 elementary school students have earned a place at the Super Nationals of Chess later this week in Nashville, Tennessee. They'll join 5,000 other kids from around the country.
You don't hear much in the classroom because chess is a quiet sport. The kids concentrate on their next moves. 14 years ago, Kamada was a new teacher. He says he didn't know how to manage a classroom and was struggling to connect with students. The chess team started out as a diversion for students after school, for kids like 10-year-old Skylar Boyce.
It's fun, and you get to learn stuff that helps you in the real world.
Extract number three.
The jigsaw puzzle. It has fans from presidents. President Bush is one, two prime ministers, though for different reasons. Here's Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia.
Our kids are at home now, as are most kids. And Jenny went out yesterday and bought them a whole bunch of jigsaw puzzles. I can assure you over the next few months, we're going to consider those jigsaw puzzles absolutely essential.
The jigsaw puzzle is clearly having a moment. Philip Franck, CEO of Ravensburger Games North America, says his company's sales are up 370% compared to last year.
This is not a North America thing. People around the world are turning to puzzles.
Last week, sales of games in Britain, including puzzles, jumped 240%. Franck says people are looking for an escape, for a nostalgic pastime.
Extract number four.
Good morning, I'm Noelle King. On Tuesday, two astronauts on board the International Space Station played a game of chess against a Russian grandmaster down on Earth. It was the 50th anniversary of a space versus Earth match played in June 1970. During that game, the players communicated their moves over the radio. This time, the astronauts used an iPad and they live streamed the match. It ended in a draw after only about 15 minutes.
Extract number 5.
Men decked out in athletic gear play a round of speed chess in a gym in Mitte. They are dressed for boxing, but before they enter the ring, their battleground is the chessboard. Chess boxing, a sport that combines body and mind, originated in Berlin. The first chess boxing club was founded in 2005 and currently has 70 members. Athletes who want to compete in the hybrid sport train at least twice a week. Chess and boxing have a lot in common.
Now, listen again.
Example.
It's a gift idea for all your friends and loved ones who want, let's say, a cumbersome, frustrating, time-consuming present this holiday season, one that can take up an entire room.
Yeah, it's massive.
We're talking about a puzzle, a 33,600-piece jigsaw puzzle. The image on it is a fantasy forest with every imaginable animal. It's called Wilderness.
Wilderness is the creation of Adrian Chesterton. He's an artist living in Spain. He says he's done lots of other puzzles.
But I've never done one this big. They're usually about 1,000 piece, 1,500 pieces. Obviously, 33,600 is kind of an exception.
Extract number 1.
Ken Regan. He's a computer scientist and an international chess master who played with the likes of Bobby Fischer as a kid, which gives him particular skills to help recognize cheating in chess, which he says is becoming more common. Ken Regan has created a new algorithm to help detect chess cheating.
The most common way is having the game on your smartphone or handheld device and going into the bathroom surreptitiously to check it. People have had behavior that's suspected, and they've been followed and caught. But in the case in Dortmund, Germany, last August, it was very subtle. You had to notice that the person had his left hand in his pocket and was doing a little fingering with the fingers. If you're not watching closely, you might not see this.
Extract number 2.
The poorest school in Flagstaff, Arizona, has become a big winner in chess. 46 elementary school students have earned a place at the Super Nationals of Chess later this week in Nashville, Tennessee. They'll join 5,000 other kids from around the country.
You don't hear much in the classroom because chess is a quiet sport. The kids concentrate on their next moves. 14 years ago, Kamada was a new teacher. He says he didn't know how to manage a classroom and was struggling to connect with students. The chess team started out as a diversion for students after school, for kids like 10-year-old Skylar Boyce.
It's fun, and you get to learn stuff that helps you in the real world.
Extract number 3.
The jigsaw puzzle. It has fans from presidents. President Bush is one, two prime ministers, though for different reasons. Here's Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia.
Our kids are at home now, as are most kids. And Jenny went out yesterday and bought them a whole bunch of jigsaw puzzles. I can assure you over the next few months, we're going to consider those jigsaw puzzles absolutely essential.
The jigsaw puzzle is clearly having a moment. Philip Franck, CEO of Ravensburger Games North America, says his company's sales are up 370% compared to last year.
This is not a North America thing. People around the world are turning to puzzles.
Last week, sales of games in Britain, including puzzles, jumped 240%. Franck says people are looking for an escape, for a nostalgic pastime.
Extract number 4.
Good morning, I'm Noelle King. On Tuesday, two astronauts on board the International Space Station played a game of chess against a Russian grandmaster down on Earth. It was the 50th anniversary of a space versus Earth match played in June 1970. During that game, the players communicated their moves over the radio. This time, the astronauts used an iPad and they live-streamed the match. It ended in a draw after only about 15 minutes.
Extract number 5.
Men decked out in athletic gear play a round of speed chess in a gym in Mitte. They are dressed for boxing, but before they enter the ring, their battleground is the chessboard. Chess boxing, a sport that combines body and mind, originated in Berlin. The first chess boxing club was founded in 2005. And currently has 70 members. Athletes who want to compete in the hybrid sport train at least twice a week. Chess and boxing have a lot in common.
That is the end of part 2.